Call the April 5th, April 5th Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandria?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler is excused.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of March 22nd. Any additions or corrections? There is a new one at your desk. Commissioner Haley.
I think we still need some supplemental changes. I'm not sure what has changed here. I'm looking at the first page
of the
item C1 of the agenda. The last two paragraphs are redundant and confused. Can you see that?
Is there a motion to table?
Or can't we just clean it up?
Or have them give us a clean one? Whatever you want.
Well, I just want to point out what they are.
Good.
Official notice of the public hearing was read into the manager. Hearing was opened at 7:03 and closed at 7:17. And then the next paragraph goes and repeats the same thing with different times and some typos. Can you read that? Yeah. And on the second page, the first full paragraph, there's a redundancy in there with City Engineer Morrow moved, Alderman Dandria moved, and then it's moved and seconded again. See it?
Yes.
With those corrections, I'm good.
Do you want to move with those corrections? Do you want to make a motion with the corrections?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Move correcting. Move approval of the corrected minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There is no public hearings this evening. We move to item D1, Mills Hotel, Wyoming, Land Division Certified Survey Map. Mr. Dillon.
Thank you. As you may recall, there was an earlier certified survey map. This is a division of one of those lots, dividing it into three lots now. There was a special use that was related to this as well. Some of those conditions carry forward. So staff is recommending approval. There are a lot of natural resources on this, so some of the conditions are related to that. They're identifying building areas that will still preserve 70% of the woods, so they're only cutting out 30%. They do want the flexibility to put the driveway wherever the property owner who builds the house decides, so there's some flexibility there. So with a couple of other conditions, we are recommending approval.
Mr. Schopp, you're okay with the conditions?
I am.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of the resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map to further subdivide Lot 3 of certified survey map number 8907, recorded on April 24, 2017, as document number 10667627, located in the northeast quarter of the northwest quarter of Section 30, Town 5 North, Range 21 East, in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Commissioner Haley.
Question for staff. I'm trying to find it here. This layout here, there's a difference between the two different layouts, two different maps. Some of the trees, the X's are there, but they disappeared. To be specific, that would be number 79, number 111, and number 83. The X's still show, but the tree symbol is gone. So I just want to make sure that the trees are still accounted for. These are big, beautiful, mature oak trees.
I'm glad you can read that.
Wasn't easy. Yes. The difference is between these two. The colored one with the red and this. This is showing the tree X's and their circles for the canopy. This one, just the X's are there. Canopies have been lost. All in the middle lot. see number 80, north and west of that would be 79, south and east of that would be 111, and I guess the other one is circled. So it's those two. Building pad in the middle one, directly north about the middle, would be 111, right above where it's dimensioned 85 feet. See, there's an X there, but no canopy. No?
Yeah, it's got this one here. It's got a description there. It's got a narrative in it. This is lot 2, 1.63 acres.
We have it show on here, yes. So, they're there, they exist. Let's just make sure that the final map shows them.
Alderman Dandrea, is it your motion that makes sure that, what were the numbers?
Second.
111?
111 and 79. No, I'm sorry. 111 and 79.
Remain on the certified survey map.
Well, I have the second. Glenn had the first, didn't he?
Glenn?
That makes sense, yeah. Yes.
Okay. It was agreed to that amendment. Any other? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and subdivide, Dan. item two is Plan Development District. Ordinance to amend site plan to accommodate proposed building C1, a three-story retail office. Let's do this a little differently than usual. Is there a motion determining the proposed amendment is a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As you may recall, Ballpark Commons is moving along. They've divided the project up into a number of phases. This is going to be the very first phase. This is the three-story office building that's going to be at the northeast corner of Rawson Avenue and the new public street, which they're for now calling Ballpark Drive. This building is proposed on a one-acre lot. It's the building itself is three stories, about 46,000 square feet, not counting the basement. You put those two things together, that means the setbacks are going to be really tight. Essentially, they're asking for 0-foot setbacks. In actuality, it varies from 1 foot, 3 feet, 5 feet. The PDD requires setbacks, front yard 25 feet, side yards 10 feet, rear yard 30 feet, possibly 25. So what they're proposing then is they'll need to make some PDD changes to allow the site plan to be developed as they're proposing. So this is both a PDD amendment, a minor amendment, and a site plan. The applicant is proposing these changes to accommodate the building as they wish. Those proposed changes are reflected in the track changes version of the ordinance that you have in front of you. That ordinance also has other changes. Staff is proposing that all the prior changes from the prior PDD amendments all be incorporated into this document as well, and then we'll carry that process forward for all the other phases as they come in, so that the latest PDD requirements and conditions and standards will all be in one document. So that's something different that we haven't done before. But I believe because of the number of amendments coming up, the number of site plans coming up, it's going to be critical. We don't want to have 12 different PDD amendments and trying to figure out what the setback is. The applicant is agreeing to go along with that. In addition, in the back of the PDD ordinance, like usual, there's conditions of approval. Those conditions of approval are first as proposed by staff, then they would be modified as you may wish to modify them by from the Plan Commission, and ultimately those conditions will be revised yet again by the Common Council. Some of those conditions have now been addressed. Many of them have. Of the 27 conditions that remain, about 15 of them have now been addressed. Things like getting Army Corps and DNR approval to fill the wetlands, DNR approval to build on the landfill. So many of those conditions have been addressed, and that's about 15 of them. There's a couple more conditions that we're asking for some additional information from a standpoint of like streetscaping elements. Give us examples of what those might be and examples of where those might be. They're still working on those, and that's probably another five conditions or so. So ultimately, of those original 27 conditions, about seven will still be remaining, still need to be addressed. Things like the sound and light study for the stadium and the other recreational facilities. Because staff does not agree with all the changes that the applicant is proposing, there are some more added conditions at the end of that ordinance. And so that's where we're going to focus our attention on, where those differences are. The last thing I wanted to mention is that the site plan and the PDD are related, so I'll touch on that a little bit later. And also, just to remind everybody, so if you agree with the changes to the ordinance as proposed by the applicant, we will have to pass motions removing those related conditions that are at the end of the PDD ordinance. If the Plan Commission agrees with the changes as proposed by staff, you don't have to do anything. Those changes will be made automatically to the ordinance. So with that, I would say that we could just dive into what these differences are.
So Joel just mentioned it. We're talking about how to eat this elephant, and we're going to do it one bite at a time. But with the commission's consent, we're only going to worry about the differences where the applicant wants something and staff disagrees, and we'll do those one by one. And I think to keep it clean, maybe if there's a motion, we should act on each one of those as we see it rather than wait until the end. Because if we act, because then we'll get confused, I'm sure. Right? So any objections to that?
No.
Okay. The first item, so probably the vision.
If you want to follow along, this would be the track changes version of the PDD ordinance. So it's the one that's got the underlining and cross out in the title. Ordinance number 2018 blank, the very thick multiple pages. So if everybody's got that, we could turn to page 9. And as you can see, all these changes are using track changes, underlining for additions, crossing out for deletions. I'm skipping the ones that the staff and the applicant agree on and going straight to the ones that there's some kind of difference of opinion. So the first one is on page nine, number 12.
Now, Mr. Deedle,
yes, sir.
The people in the audience, do they have a copy?
I believe they do.
Or you don't need one? You have it memorized? Okay. I'm glad you do.
There are a few people that have lived with this thing for a while.
Okay. Okay, Joel, I guess we're ready to roll.
So this first one is in regards to building setbacks. As you may recall, the PDD currently allows up to 0-foot setbacks on internal lot lines with Plan Commission approval of a site plan. They are now asking for 0-foot setbacks on all lot lines, even those that front on public roads. So right now it's only allowed within the internal lot lines, between two lots. They want now to go down to 0-foot setbacks on all sides of all lots, even those on streets, with, again, Plan Commission approval of a site plan. That is what's typed here. That's what the applicant wants. Staff has a concern with that. Staff is instead recommending that that would be okay for those local and minor collector streets, so the proposed Ballpark Drive. That process would be okay. Staff is not comfortable with that process along Rawson Avenue and along 76th Street if there's any need for setback reduction on 76 because we're not there yet. But in Rawson, there is. Staff is not comfortable with a site plan approval. Staff is recommending that it be a special use. So subject to recommendation from Plan Commission, public hearing, council makes the final decision. That's what staff is recommending.
Wait a minute. Special use for setbacks?
Yep. Because it's significant encroachments onto a major public right-of-way. So then there's potential safety considerations, traffic impacts, pedestrian impacts. This has a ripple effect that I'll get to in a minute. There's a multitude of setbacks that are associated with this area. So staff is recommending then that we use a special use process. I would also point out that in the staff comments that are also included in your packet, goes into a little bit more detail about these, each one of these. We note that for this particular one, we think that the chances, if that criteria that we proposed to be used in such a special use was used, we think it's unlikely they would be able to get that special use. But this process would be set forth for any encroachment, because there could be encroachments on the south side of Rawson in the future.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Mr. Deal, can you show us on one of these, on my 6 inches of material? And I'm sure some of the other commission might like to see this as well. Where's the example in building C1? I think what we're going to have to do is, I know what the developer would like, a carte blanche type of a zero setback, but I think I'm speaking for myself as the alderman, and I'm going to be seeing this also on the council, I think we're going to want to make sure that there's flow in this development and that there's some consistency here. Are we going to allow in certain circumstances some zero setbacks? I would say yes. But I don't know if we can necessarily give a complete carte blanche of a zero setback scenario, okay? But I don't want you to feel that it's not possible either, okay? We want to see, you've got one building here, and we don't know what the question marks are all around it. So we'd like to know what you have in the queue as things start to develop. Then we want this development to look sharp. We don't want it to look jagged. But we've also got to remember that we want pedestrian safety as well out there, okay? As well as ability to park and enjoy yourselves out there as well, okay? So that's my feelings. I'm sure some of the other commissioners might have some feelings as well.
Sure. May I come up, or can I put some exhibits that maybe help explain this similar to what you have, or can I put something out there to look at as well?
Well, of course. I'm just trying. What I want to do is keep the, because this is going to be crazy confusing.